Excellent. Excellent. Phenomenal. It's just
the sound of such a,
I love watching you sing. It's just like whether it's on stage or in the studio. We gonna ever get a Operation Mindcrime 3?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think
that was pretty much it, huh?
Much too late for that.
It took how many years in between the two of them?
I think 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We started it lots of different times.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was actually meant to come out after the Empire album.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. But we decided to go a little bit different direction with things at that point and put out Promised Land, which was sort of about the success of Empire and kind of what the band was going through at the time.
Because that was really the breakthrough, obviously. For you guys, I mean, Operation Mindcrime. I mean, the early days, you know, Queens of the Reich, and things like that. But I mean, that was the one that just all of
Empire?
A sudden. I mean, Empire just took off.
Yeah, that was the alignment of the stars.
Yeah,
with the record company having a lot of money to promote the album at the time, and you know, we had a good album and a lot of radio sort of oriented music, and radio at that time was very open to rock music.
So, right, sure.
You know, all the different stars were lined up there, you know.
Yeah, because it worked. I mean, I was on the air here, and when Empire came out, I mean, the phones just didn't stop ever, and they still don't. I mean, people still call up for Jet City Woman or mm-hmm. Empire or, you know, any of the tracks off of that one. Just, it's one of those long-lasting records that that everybody's got in their library, and, you know, it never gets old, you know, as you say, and along with the other stuff that you guys do.
Well, even to play the songs, it's funny, people ask me all the time, do you guys ever get tired of playing this particular song or that particular song? No, not really. I mean, it's different every night because it's mm-hmm. a different audience.
Right, sure.
You know, and they're, of course, reacting differently to you, and you're playing every night, so... Yeah, it's always different, so it's always fun.
Was it hard putting the stage stuff together for Operation Mindcrime and
Yes, immensely hard.
I can imagine.
There's a lot of planning on that record, a lot of pre-production, a lot of designs and scratching out things and redoing things until we finally got something that worked well, you know. But very wonderful tour.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
And, we had a really great time doing it. And actually, we're presenting it in Europe for the first time this June. We're going over and performing Mindcrime 1 and 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll bet they'll really take to it.
With all the shebang, the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, man.
Whole ball of wax.
The whole nine yards.
Cast of characters, I'll tell you. Queensryche in the studio, 105.5 WDHA. Tonight at the Starland Ballroom. So you guys want to do another song?
Yeah. You were going to do one from Rage for Order.
Okay.
This one goes back, 1980-something? Six.
None of us ever want to think back that far.
Yeah, it's hard to remember that far back, isn't it? We'll see if I can remember the words here.